Happy New Year!
For our first episode in 2009, we have a 2009 title holder. Ms. Texas Galaxy 2009, Janet Thomason. Today, on the Pageant Cast. TKPN! Pageant Cast episode 165.
Welcome to the Pageant Cast, your home for beauty pageant news and interviews on the internet.
Welcome to Pageant Cast with your host, Tim Kretschmann. This is Jennifer Dries, Miss Galaxy International 2009.
Thanks so much for tuning in today, however you do that. Hope that you're subscribing to the Pageant Cast, and thanks for that great introduction. You're listening to the Pageant Cast from PageantCast.com and TKPN. Today on the show, we have a great program with Ms. Texas Galaxy 2009, Janet Thomason. Janet, I actually met at United America when I was the judge in Austin, Texas, in October. We actually got to meet, so we do have some photos together, and she is just absolutely gorgeous in those, as well as the ones that we use as her headshots for today's show. It was a lot of fun getting to know her, and I know that you're going to enjoy getting to know her as well on today's program. Well, what's going on at the Pageant Cast? Well, first of all, we're getting inundated. I don't know about you, but we're getting inundated with all the emails about Countdown to the Crown. Now, this year, it's a four-part reality series on TLC, and it started on January 2nd. That was this past Friday. Each one-hour episode hosted by Tyler Harcott finds the contestants living together on the majestic Queen Mary ocean liner and follows them as they navigate through a series of team and individual competitions that help them prepare for the pageant. Now, does anybody else find it a little bit ironic that a pageant named Miss America, is on the largest British ocean liner in the world? Anybody? Anyway, I haven't been able to watch the show, actually, because I gave up satellite. It was a New Year's resolution. I said, no more cable, no more satellite. And I knew what that meant, but I was like, I can't do it. I'm going cold turkey, and yes, I do get the shakes. So I don't know how the show's going. And that's where I'm asking all of you. Give us a review of the show. Give us a call at 414-517-4908. Let me know what I'm missing on TLC. And if you don't call, I'll know I'm missing absolutely nothing. So thanks for that. Anyway, that's going on. What else have we got going on? Well, at pageantcast.com, you can now pick up the Pageant Cast player. That's right. If you have a blog, a pageant website, or a personal site that you would like to add the Pageant Cast player, that's the same player you see when you go to pageantcast.com, and my Pageant Cast player on pageantcast.com starts the latest show automatically. When you use this particular, it's called a widget. When you use this widget, you can actually tell it to not load automatically and automatically play. That's an option. So I know some people find that annoying, but I get more people that complain that they don't know how to listen to the show, so I just have it automated so 95% of people can figure it out. But you can find this at widgetbox.com/widget/pageantcastplayer. So give that a go. Something we've also launched this week is in Facebook. You know, they have a lot of different applications. The one that I love and a lot of the friends of the Pageant Cast out there know that I love to give tiaras away. There's something where you can give tiaras. Well, the people that developed that have created an app where you can create your own gift-giving applications. And I created one for Facebook called PageantCast Gift Application. And if you're a friend of mine, you're probably already being inundated with these things. but if you are interested in adding that to your Facebook account, just shoot me an email out there on Facebook. I'll lead you right to it, and we'll put a link to it in today's, you guessed it, in the show notes. All righty, let's get things going. You don't want to hear me just jabber jaw on and on. And we'll get things going here on the PageantCast.
Remember to tune in to Podcast Pickle, page 10128, and the PageantCast for the best interviews with pageant participants. I'm Stevie Riddle, Beauties of America's Teen 2005, and I hope you'll join me in listening to the PageantCast. For details, visit tkpnpodcast.com.
I listen each week to the PageantCast. Do you? This is Stacey Shands, Miss Liberty America International 2007, wishing you Tiara Dream.
The PageantCast is on the road again. This time I'm traveling to Greensboro, North Carolina, the weekend of February 27th and 28th, 2009. I'm going to be the Master of Ceremonies for the North Carolina International Pageants. We hope the live show that weekend, so keep an eye open on PageantCast.com for details. More than anything, though, we want to connect with you, the listeners of the PageantCast. If you live or are planning to visit the Greensboro, North Carolina area the weekend of February 27th and 28th, come on out to the North Carolina International Pageant and say hi! Or give me a call on the pageant phone. That's 414-517-4908. Call it that week and we'll try to meet up. Hope to see you in Greensboro at the North Carolina International Pageant, end of February.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, the pageant coach and host of Pageant Talk Radio, and you're listening to the number one pageant podcast, The Pageant Cast. Both Tim and I are committed to providing great shows that keep you in touch with the exciting world of pageantry. Pageant Talk Radio is the number one live pageant internet talk radio show and is full of information to help you become an elite contestant. So after this show, join me at www.pageanttalkradio.com and learn everything you need to know to be pageant fab.
It's time for another great interview on the TKPN Podcasting Network.
You're listening to TKPN, and this is the PageantCast, and on the phone with us right now, we have Janet Thompson. She's Ms. Texas Galaxy. Hello, Janet.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
How are you doing? Where are we calling you tonight?
You are calling me, and I am speaking from the big city of Dallas.
Dallas, okay. Now, is everything truly bigger in Texas?
Of course. Isn't it wonderful?
You know, I have asked people from Texas that every time. I've never heard somebody say, oh, that's silly. They all agree immediately.
Well, it's very true, because I used to live in Chicago, so when you come to Texas, things are much bigger. I hate saying it.
You used to live in Chicago. That's it. That's I live in Milwaukee, so that's the city that's below us.
Poor thing.
Okay. Well, I met you. You were at the United America pageant in Austin.
Yes.
And you looked lovely.
Thank you very much.
And how long was it that you had been crowned since when I met you there? When were you crowned?
It had only been a few months since I received the title of Ms. Texas Galaxy.
Okay. Now, how did you prepare for that title?
How did I compete for that title?
Yeah.
I'm actually very fortunate. I have competed in the Galaxy system prior to, with this pageant title, I actually am going at large. They opted not to have the Ms. division, which I was very sad. I could have competed in the Miss, but chose not to, given the fact that I am a single parent and have three children. I felt it would be best to represent myself as a Ms.
Okay.
So I went ahead and opted for the at-large title.
Now, have you competed in other pageant systems
yes.
in the past?
Yes. In my 20s, I did the USA system.
Okay.
Did very well at like the Miss Southeast Texas and went on to the Miss Texas. Then I did, as I got older, went to do the Mrs. America, did well, took first runner-up, have taken second runner-up, did the United America system in 2004, and was very fortunate to have won the title of Mrs. Texas. So I'm very fortunate and to have won those titles prior to this.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. I do have to ask you, what is it like competing in pageants while being a single mother?
It's a bit challenging, but just as anything is in life, it's very much about balancing.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we have to just kind of work with my kids. You know, they right now, so I have to keep focused on my kids, keep focused on my work, keep focused on those issues in my life. And then the pageant is something fun that's cool to do, but yet I have to keep it balanced with everything else in my life too.
Right. Now, do you have help with all this, or?
With my children?
Yeah.
I do. I'm very fortunate. Being up here in Dallas, my sister lives not but 2 miles from me, and I have a brother and his wife that live about another couple miles from me, so I'm very fortunate. When I do need help, they're there, and we help each other back and forth.
Well, that's the way to do it. That's
it is,
a great part about family, isn't it?
It is. It's wonderful.
I understand you're quite active at church as well.
I am. My kids and I belong to Watermark Church here in Dallas, which is a great community church. I do have to say that after divorce, it's very challenging, not just for the mom or the father, but it's very hard on the kids. And so it was very enlightening for me to go to divorce care and actually do some time to just get to myself, do some healing. They also had a recovery for my kids so that they could really explain what they were feeling.
Oh.
And with that, we worked at the church, and we're still working with doing things with the homeless center, trying to do different activities also with toy drives, different things in the community. Our church is very active and very much about serving not just the community of Dallas, though, but also the surrounding areas and even into different nations. So it's really a nice community to be with.
Well, it sounds like you stay exceedingly busy. What keeps you going at the end of a long day?
What keeps me going? My kids, actually. We do keep staying busy, but we also, again, I go back to balance. My kids and I also very much know that, you know, we do take time on the weekends to just hang out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always keep it going. We do stay busy, but again, I'm very much about keeping balance. I don't like the idea of people going all the time and not just sitting around and having family time, just sitting and talking. And we do that a lot. My kids and I are very close. I'm very fortunate that we have a very good relationship together.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more with Janet Thompson, Ms. Texas Galaxy, in just a moment.
Hey, it's Zach the Lost Man Daggy here. If you're a fan of great independent music, then be sure to check out mothpod.com. It's here you'll find a plethora of shows, all focusing on the indie music scene. For starters, there's my flagship show, The Moth Pod, a show that's been going well over 2 years and has featured some of the best and brightest of indie artists. Looking to delve deeper into the indie music scene? Then be sure to check out some of the great interviews on The Shameless Plugcast. If you're looking for some eye candy, then check out some of the astonishing indie music videos on To The Flame. Want to hear the latest in music and technology news from the indie media perspective? Then check out the Pod 5. Add in some album recommendations and a few free albums, and what you get is the complete experience that is mothpod.com. Hope to see you there, and oh yeah, stay tuned, stay subscribed, and be a part of new media.
This is Victoria Tomlinson, Miss Indiana Teen USA 2007, and I'd like to invite you to check out all the features at the PageantCast website. There's a shop to find PageantCast-branded merchandise, as well as pageantry books and clothing. The latest addition is the PageantCast Vault, where you can pull up our classic videos with guests like former Miss USAs, Sandy Finnessy and Chelsea Cooley, past Miss Galaxies, Kristen Housley and Jackie Hart, and even movie star Camille Anderson from Wedding Crashers. It's all there at pageantcast.com.
Next here on the show, we have Ingrid Michaelson. She sings the song Die Alone. This is from the PodSafe Music Network, which you can find at music.podshow.com, or follow the handy show notes that we have in our blog on pageantcast.com, and you can find out how you can purchase this song and other great songs, and some we'll be playing in future weeks here with Ingrid Michaelson. Here's Die Alone.
Up this morning, a funny taste in my head, spackled some butter over my whole grain bread. Something tastes different, maybe it's my tongue. Something tastes different, suddenly I'm not so young.
Make me think that maybe I won't die alone.
And we're back here at the Pageant Cast. We have the lovely, the beautiful, the talented Janet Thompson, Ms. Texas Galaxy 2009. Was that enough of a build-up there
that
for you?
That was wonderful. Thank you.
That was?
My ego feels good right now.
It does? Good. Well, how's this for a next question? I do have to ask you. You're very busy. You're on the go all the time. How do you stay in that amazing shape?
Again, back to balance. That's my key word, I guess, tonight, isn't it?
We'll have cue cards made up.
I live by it. I do. I go to the gym, just like everybody, I think, should. I'm a physical therapist by trade, so to speak,
okay,
in my real life. And I used to compete in bodybuilding, and I used to do a little bit of fitness. And so I still go to the gym 3, 4, or 5 times a week. And two of my boys are older. They're 15 and one is 12, and they now work out with me. So we're very into a very holistic approach, and again, going back to that balance.
I knew the word balance was coming. I was just waiting. For those of you playing at home, start the interview over and take a shot every time you hear. It'll be a drinking game every time you hear balance. I say during the part about fitness. So, at in pageants, you've been involved in a number of pageants.
Yes.
What is your favorite phase of competition?
Favorite phase? I actually do enjoy the interview portion.
Okay.
Just because it is a way to really communicate who I am. It is a chance for the judges to really get to know a lady one-on-one and to really assess character, to really assess how she truly feels and believes, not just about herself, but her community and the world around her. That, to me, is something that's going to be one of the biggest qualities that a pageant holder, I think, should possess. Beauty, again, is only skin deep, and if you do not possess those inner qualities that don't come through in the presentation, you know, you may have a pageant holder or a title holder that may not follow through as well. And again, you know, you are representing a lot of different women, and you want to represent the title well, and you also want to promote good character when you're out there speaking with people at appearances.
Okay. Now, it's no secret, Texas is the center of all things pageant.
Of course it is.
And you've been very, very competitive in that state. What is the secret of your pageant success?
Being true to myself.
Wait, hold on, I'll roll it back. You can say balance, go ahead.
I can't. No, but being very true to myself, when I did start competing, I really had no desire initially in my 20s to compete. I had a friend of mine con me, basically. I had 2 weeks to get ready for a Miss Southeast.
Roll back. I have heard many stories as to being talked into doing beauty pageants. Conned, I have not heard before. Was it long con or short con there?
Was it what?
The long con or the short con?
She had 24 hours. She worked me over. But she was already Miss Southeast Texas. Beautiful young lady. Very well poised and presented. And,
okay.
She just basically was like, you know, I can do this for you. I've got the gown. So basically she talked me into it. And given the fact that, believe it or not, I was very shy growing up, it was, again, going back to being true to myself, it was a great way to actually step out of my comfort zone and to try to learn, you know, this would be something good to see how I do, how this would work for me in my, you know, especially my profession as a physical therapist, because I was just starting out. So that launched. And I really had a blast. I had a great time with it. I found it very enjoyable. I found it nerve-wracking at the same time. But yet, again, when you go back to accomplishments that we have in life, it was really good to know that, okay, here I am very shy, and I was able to go out there. And out of like 50 women that were competing, I took fourth runner-up. That was really good for me. I was absolutely ecstatic. So, you know, that's when it started, that I found pageants to be such an amazing tool, you know, being a little selfish here, you know, to help me. But right. Then as I was around these people, you can see how much they're doing for others in the same vein. So, and it really worked with my my philosophy of giving back to others and serving others. So it really was a good blend. It's something that finally fit with me. So that's why I continued to compete after that.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for taking the time this evening, Janet.
You're very
welcome. We love talking to you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Ms. Texas Galaxy. Janet Thompson. Thanks, Janet.
Thank you, Tim. I appreciate it.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
We want you to be a part of the show.
How can you be a part of the show?
It's really easy. Just call 414-517-4908. That's 414-517-4908.
Leave us a short message and we'll play it right here on the Pageant Cast.
Be a part of the show.
Be a part of the show today.
Be a part of the show, the Pageant Cast.
Be heard from coast to coast and across the world here on the Pageant Cast.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press any key to end.
Remember to point your podcatcher to pageantcast.com and catch Pageant Cast. This is Marco Badaku, Mrs. Globe, wishing you Tierra Dreams.
Hello, everybody. My name is Officer J.D. Dine, and I'm a crime prevention specialist, and we're going to be talking about a lot of interesting things in some of the cast coming up. The name of the show is Police on the Scene with a Crime Prevention Lean, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to keep you safe, hopefully eventually take some questions, learn something, and we're also going to have some fun because there's some dumb criminals out there, and we're going to talk about them, too. So stay with us. It should be interesting, and I promise you're going to learn something.
Get your TiVos and VCRs ready. It's Pageants on Television.
The Pageant Cast really wants to congratulate Valerie Hayes. Valerie is, of course, the host of Pageant Talk Radio. You hear her often here on the show telling you about her program. And she was able to get Miss America 2008, Kirsten Hegland, on the program. Congratulations, Valerie. That's a huge interview. I'm just so excited that you were able to interview her. You can check it out on pageanttalkradio.com. Yes, it was live back last week. However, the recorded version is still out there. A note for the Miss America publicity people, and this is probably why I never get interviews like this, though I have to say, I'm making some headway on this. But publicity folks at Miss America, please listen to me. They send out these emails, these tune-in alerts. I got this email on December 30th, and I believe that was the day that this occurred. They sent it like in the morning. And oh, by noon, it's going to be on Pageant Talk Radio. Had I known about this in advance, I would have made darn sure I was able to listen to it live when it happened. I'm sure Valerie said something on her show. I am, like, still in her October shows. That's the nice thing about podcasting. You can just kind of listen to it when you want. I've been listening to so much Christmas music, I haven't heard her show for quite a while, actually. But the people over at Miss America, they also sent one out on January 2nd saying, hey, tune in for Countdown to the Crown. Now, I will say they sent out a couple of those that were earlier. That was good. But they tend to send out these tune-in alerts, and they all say tune-in alerts. You can find them at press releases on the Miss America website. Guys, you got to give us an extra day or two so we can set our TiVos, set our VCRs. They were on Fox and Friends. In fact, the time that Kirsten was on Fox and Friends, I got the tune-in alert. I checked my email every night. I got it. The timestamp shows that I actually received it after it had aired. I don't know what might have happened there, but these tune-in alerts, if they could just give us an extra day, I could put it out on the website and everybody could see it at pageantcast.com. Really irritating. I want to pass this information along, and sometimes it's difficult. So, anyway, enough of that particular rant. There is a lot of information out there on Miss America Countdown to the Crown. I am already looking to see if any portions are on YouTube, since I don't have satellite television anymore. So, that's something that if you keep an eye on pageantcast.com, I'll let you know if I start finding these things out on YouTube.
PageantCast.
That's it. That's it for today's PageantCast. So glad that you could join us. I think it was a fantastic show. We'd like to especially thank Janet Thomason, Ms. Texas Galaxy 2009. She is a wonderful contestant, and I know it's going to be very difficult for the judges this year at Galaxy. I'm already looking at the Galaxy pageant website, and the contestants are starting to fill in. And, ooh, that's going to be a really tough competition down there. And I know it's going to be a great time because Maria puts on one heck of a fantastic pageant each and every year. Hey, we're just about out of time. I want to remind you all to subscribe to the program so you don't miss a single episode of the PageantCast. You can hear us each and every week. The easiest way is just subscribe to us in iTunes. You can type in PageantCast and hit subscribe. It's absolutely free. Or you can go to the PageantCast website, and there's about, I don't know, 15 different ways that you can subscribe to the feed. Really easy to do. But what's difficult for me to do is to say goodbye to all of you. But I want to, before I say goodbye, I did want to mention that I know all of you that are listening that this is your year for competing. This is your year. Make the most of it. You can do it. This is 2009. It's the year of you. All right? Okay. Enough of my little inspirational blather. It's time to close out the program where I say, like every other time, Tierra Dreams.
You've been listening to a TKPN production.